刚刚看完 Anthropic 的 CEO Dario Amodi 的一篇万字文章，和大家分享一下。
I just finished reading an article by Dario Amodi, the CEO of Anthropic, and I'd like to share it with you.
这篇文章里 Dario 没有讲任何新的 AI 口号，而是
In this article, Dario did not mention any new AI technologies.
是在非常冷静地跟大家说一件事。
Instead, I want to calmly tell everyone about this matter.
AI 海啸已经在地平线上了，但
Instead, he has already connected to the line.
大多数人还在解释，哦，那
But most people are still explaining.
只是一个光学效应 AI 海啸这
That's just an optical illusion
听起来确实很吓人
That sounds really scary
因为这个描述并不是来自一个在贩卖 AI 焦虑的博主
Because this description is not from a blogger who is selling AI anxiety
也不是一个在卖 AI 课的老师
Not a teacher selling AI courses
而是来自世界顶级模型 Cloud 背后的这家公司 Anthropic 的 CEO Dario 这个人很有意思他
This isn't from the company behind the top tier model cloud Anthropic CEO Dario is a very interesting person
原本呢并不是一个典型的硅谷产品经理
He wasn't originally a typical product manager in Silicon Valley
不是连续创业者他
Not a serial entrepreneur.
最早呢是学生物的，物理本科，生物物理博士，还在斯坦福医学院做过博后。
He was originally a student majoring in physics, and he obtained a PhD in biophysics. He also did a postdoctoral fellowship at Stanford Medical School.
差一点就走上了教授的道路啊。
Almost became a professor.
后来呢他为什么转去做 AI 呢
So why did he switch to AI later?
因为他发现生物系统实在太复杂了
Because he realized that biological systems are too complex
复杂到人类光靠传统的科研方法
It is so complex that even traditional scientific methods are insufficient
一点一点拆解可能真的拆不完
If you break something down piece by piece, it might not be possible to disassemble it completely.
于是他开始相信。
So he began to believe.
也许 AI 是真正能帮人类最后理解生物。
Maybe AI is the real key to helping humans finally understand life.
理解疾。
Understanding disease.
并理解复杂系统的那把钥匙
The key to understanding complex systems
这也是为什么 Dario 对 AI 的判断和很多人都不一样
This is also why Dario is different from many people in his judgment of AI
从来没有简单的说 AI 很强
He never simply said that AI is strong
所以我们要加速冲
So we need to speed up
他一直在强调两个东西一
He has been emphasizing two things
一个是 scaling loss
One is a scaling loss
另一个呢就是必须把 AI 这件事情用正确的方式做对
Another one is to do AI in the right way
他给了一个很简单的比喻
He gave a very simple analogy
AI 就像一场化学反应
Instead, it's just like a chemical reaction.
你把数据、算力、模型规模这几种原料按比例放进去。
You put the data model size and other raw materials into the model according to the proportion.
到反应的产物呢，就是智能。
The result of getting a reaction is intelligence.
这句话其实很真实。
This sentence is actually very realistic.
它意味着 AI 的能力提升并不是玄学。
That means that the improvement in AI capabilities is not a matter of chance.
不是今天灵。
Not today's inspiration.
明天不灵。
Tomorrow is not available.
而是只要数据算力模。
instead as long as the data is available.
模型规模持续往上堆 ，AI 的能力就会不断的提升。
The larger the model, the more the AI's capabilities will continue to improve.
当然，这里不是说 scaling law 就可以解释一切。
But it doesn't say that scaling law can explain everything here.
但他确实解释了。
But he did explain it.
为什么过去几年 AI 的成长并不是线性？
Why the growth of AI in the past few years has not been linear.
而是一阶一阶的跳跃。
Daryl, one step at a time.
他提到了一个很关键的变化。
It also mentioned a very important change.
今天的大模型已经不是搜索引擎 Plus 了。
Today's large models are no longer just search engines plus.
以前你问 Google 一个问题。
Before you asked Google a question,
本质上是在互联网上找。
In essence, it's about finding things on the internet.
然后有没有人写过答案？
Has anyone written an answer?
那今天如果你问大模型一个假设性的问题。
If you ask a large model a hypothetical question today,
比如一个猴子。
For example, a monkey.
如果他杂耍的不是球
If he hadn't thrown the ball,
而是一个棍子会怎么样
And what about a stick?
这类答案在互联网上可能根本不存在
These answers may not even exist on the internet.
但模型仍然能给你一个有逻辑的推理
But the model can still give you a logical reasoning.
所以他说模型不是在找已有的答案
So he said that the model is not looking for existing answers.
而是他真的在自己思考。
Instead, he was really thinking for himself.
这也是为什么这一轮 AI 的影响会比很多人想象的要更深更广。
This is also why the impact of AI in this round will be more profound and widespread than most people imagine.
因为它影响的并不仅仅是某一个岗位
Because it affects not only a single position
某一个软件
A software
而是几乎所有在电脑上能完成的认知任务
Instead, almost all cognitive tasks that can be performed on a computer
写文章
Write articles
写代码
Write code
分析视频做研究
Analyzing videos for research.
处理文档，理解复杂的信息。
Process complex information from documents.
当然 ，Daryl 他也并不是一个单纯的 AI 乐观派。
Of course, Dari is not just a simple AI optimist.
他一边呢，相信 AI 能带来巨大的好处。
He believes that AI can bring great benefits.
一边也非常明确地指出。
It also clearly points out that
社会对风险的认知是严重不足的。
Society's understanding of risk is seriously lacking.
还有一个比喻。
Another analogy.
我觉得非常的准确。
I think it's very accurate.
现在呢，就像海啸已经朝我们迎面扑来了。
Now, it's like a tsunami is rushing towards us head on.
在地平线上已经能看到海啸了。
I can already see the tsunami on the horizon.
但还有很多人还在说。
But many people are still saying that.
那只不过是光线折射的假象。
It's just an illusion of light refraction.
这其实是今天大多数人对 AI 的状态。
This is actually the current state of most people regarding AI.
嘴上说 AI 很重要
Saying that AI is very important
但身体很诚实
That's not very urban
该怎么工作
How to work
还怎么工作
How to work
该怎么教育孩子
How to educate children
还是怎么教育孩子
How to educate children
该怎么做
How to do it
公司战略还是怎么做
What is the company's strategy?
公司战略，好像 AI 呢，对他们来说只是一个效率工具。
For companies, AI is just a tool to improve efficiency, not a strategic focus.
而不是一场生产力的重构。
Not a productivity reconstruction.
同时呢，对于创业者来说。
At the same time, for entrepreneurs,
我从 Daryl 的这篇文章中提炼出最重要的一点是 ，Daryl 并不认为应用层的创业，应用层的创业一定会被大模型公司吃掉。
The most important point that can be extracted from Daryl's article is that Daryl does not believe that application layer startups will be completely taken over by large model companies.
问题是你不能只做一个薄薄的壳。
The problem is that you can't just make a thin shell.
如果你的产品只是把 Cloud, GPT, Gemini 包一下，换个界面。
If your Pinion is Cloud GPT German bag, can you change the interface?
收个订阅费。
Subscribe and pay.
那确实是很危险的。
That is indeed very dangerous.
真正有价值的是你能不能在模型之上做出行业知识、工作流、数据闭环。
What truly matters is whether you can create an industry knowledge workflow data loop on top of the model.
用户关系和长期记忆。
User relationships and long-term memory.
也就是说呢
That means
模型公司提供的是智能底座。
The model company provides smart bases.
但你要解决的是在一个具体的行业里真实复杂
But the problem you need to solve is a real and complex one
持续发生的问题
Ongoing issues
未来的护城河呢并不是我调用了哪个模型
The future moat isn't about which model I'm using
而是我把这个模型放在哪个场景
Instead, I want to know what scenario I should put this model in.
让它稳定地产生了什么商业
What did it produce in terms of stability?
商业结果。还有一点呢，也很值得警惕。
There is one more thing to be wary of.
Daryl 说一个非常懂你的 AI.
Gale said that it is a very good AI that understands you well.
可以是你肩膀上的一个小天使。
You can be a little angel on my shoulder.
也可以是把你卖掉的怪物。
You can also sell the monsters you have.
因为当 AI 连接你的邮件。
Because when AI connects to your email.
日历。
Calendar.
文件。
File.
聊天记录。
Chat records.
交易数据。
Transaction data.
他对你的理解会越来越深。
He will understand you better and better.
如果这个系统的商业模式是广告。
If the business model of this system is advertising.
那么问题就来了。
Then the question arises.
你不付钱。
You don't pay.
你本身就是产品。而在 AI 时代能被卖掉的。
You are a product and in the age of AI, you can be sold.
可能不仅仅是注意力
It's not just about attention
而是一个非常具体的
And it is very specific
Daryl 在文章最后的一句话
You deal in the last sentence of the article
我非常喜欢
I really like it
只要外推一条简单的曲线
As long as you can draw a simple curve
再加上一些第一性原理的推理
Plus some first principles reasoning.
你就能免费预测未来。
You can predict the future for free.
但问题是很少有人真的去实践。
But the problem is that few people actually put it into practice.
所以 AI 的残酷在于可能不是它变化得太快。
Therefore, the cruelty of AI lies in its potential to change too slowly.
而是答案其实已经摆在这儿了。
The answer is actually right here.
只是很多人还在假装看不见。
Many people are still pretending not to see.
好了。
Okay.
今天的分享就到这里了。
That's all for today's sharing.
欢迎点赞。
Welcome to Like.
关注杨洋 AI.
Follow Yang Yang AI.
我们下期再见。
See you next time.
拜拜。
Bye.